AP News, I'm Haya Pinjwani. Tropical Storm Ernesto has formed in the Atlantic. Tropical storm warnings are in effect for Puerto Rico, parts of the U.S., and the British Virgin Islands, Antigua, Barbuda, Anguilla, and more. The National Hurricane Center said Ernesto is forecast to become a hurricane early Thursday as it turns north towards Bermuda. Texas authorities have launched a new investigation into Houston's power utility following deadly outages after Hurricane Beryl, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says his office is investigating Houston's electric utility over allegations of fraud and waste following Hurricane Beryl. The probe of CenterPoint Energy adds to the mounting scrutiny after widespread power outages left millions without electricity for days. The Category 1 hurricane knocked out power to nearly 3 million people around the nation's fourth largest city. The storm was blamed for at least three dozen deaths, including those of some residents who died in homes that were left without air conditioning in sweltering heat after the storm's passage. CenterPoint has pledged to support the investigation. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S. is beefing up its posture in the Middle East and is warning of an Iran-backed attack on Israel that could come this week. In a virtual news conference, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. stands ready to help defend Israel if needed.
We've got significant force capabilities in the region. We've changed some of that posture in just the last few days. The president is confident that we have the capability available to us to help defend Israel should it come to that. Nobody wants to see it come to that.
The FBI says it's investigating allegations that sensitive documents from Donald Trump's campaign were stolen in a cyber intrusion days after the campaign declared it had been hacked by Iran. This is AP News. Ukraine's top military commander says his forces now control 386 square miles of Russia's neighboring Kursk region. His statement marked the first time a Ukrainian military official has publicly commented on the gains of the lightning incursion that has embarrassed the Kremlin. No wild swings in trading on Wall Street.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street ahead of some potentially market-moving news on the economy this week. The S&P 500 ended just a fraction of a point higher Monday. The Dow lost 140 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.2%. Most stocks fell, but a big gain for Nvidia helped offset those losses. Later this week, the market will get important updates on inflation. The hope is that inflation will continue easing enough for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates next month. The government will also release figures on retail sales for July. Seth Sutel, New York.
I'm Haya Pinjwani, AP News.